Very pleased to have on the line with us this morning the mayor of Marysville, Michigan, Wayne Pyden. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you been holding up?
Oh, hey, super. I like the introduction. Is that the sun always shines in Marysville? You know that.
Indeed it does. And we'll start seeing more of it, we hope, and some warmer temperatures. But what's the summer of 2020 going to be like in Marysville?
Well, under the conditions we are now, we were hoping to open up our public buildings Monday the 18th. However, we are now looking for a restart Monday, June the 1st. I want to say we should be back in business, accepting the public and everybody hopefully back to work. Before I get into things that we're doing at the moment, I have a couple of thank yous that need to be announced here. The first one being to Polka Dot Panda. I believe they're in Port Huron, Karen Barber and Jody Smith. They made 150-some masks for us. Fiat Chrysler donated 2,000 masks. Fiat Chrysler also donated $5,000 to our SOS food pantry in Marysville. So we've had the community come together once again. Hopefully when we're all back together in business under a new normal, whatever that may be, I think between Randy, council members, and myself, put together a list of people that have really come to the forefront and helped us out during these times. Good news in us, for us in Marysville, the golf course is open, the boat launch is open, the river is full of fishermen, and I hear tell... unless these are fishing stories now, but hey, the fishing is good. People are getting their limit. Great times. In terms of what we've done city-wise, we've had a meeting with our management team, Randy and Mike Booth, crunching the numbers for us. We looked at budget coming up for next year, which is going to be tight. I don't anticipate revenue source from the state of Michigan. They're going to have their own issues to deal with, but we're working on that now, and I think we'll be okay. Projects that just opened up for us, the SC4 soccer project at the Morton Park. If you go by Morton Park, you'll see dirt being piled up and construction going on for the soccer field. Also on River Road, because of the soccer field, we had a shift gears and the dog park that has been approved and that's now under construction on River Road, generally speaking, around the beach area. So many activities there that we have with the pier, the boat launch, the beach, and now, you know, the dog park. Let's see what else is happening. Enbridge Pipeline, to my knowledge, that has been pulled underneath the river, and sometime maybe this week yet or possibly next week, that will be kind of tapped in or whatever Enbridge does, you know, with their pipeline. I'm not too into exactly what they do, but I know that the pipe has been pulled underneath the river, and now connections and taps will be made. We approved Monday night, and this is to our residents on Constitution, bless your hearts. We started a water main project late last year, got hit with the snow, winter came. They've been living in kind of asphalt jungle there in their driveways and sidewalks and mud through the winter. So now that's been ramped up. I was over there yesterday, and the sidewalks are in place. And now, with council's approval Monday night, we're going to finish that up. Rather than finishing it up, putting in, you know, the grassed areas and coming back out at some future date, we approved monies for the road. So hopefully in the next month, month and a half, that project will be complete, and I'm sure the residents will be happy. We've got a couple other road projects that we hope to start yet this month, 4th Street being one of them. A few other things coming our way. I'm under the impression that our K-9 vehicle will be coming by the end of the month. That's the one we won in a contest by people calling in, you know, sometime back, a couple months back at least. A couple of my hopes are to see the farmers market start back up here shortly in June. And we left off in March with Yum Yum Cupcakes at the Market Square, hoping to open sometime in May or June, and I hope that comes. Delicious treats. And summer-wise, that's going to be a tough one. I think in terms of programming, we're at a standstill. We haven't really a program I can announce to you. I think this summer is going to be a very different summer. I would like to see if we can do as much as we possibly can, especially for our kids. But once again, it depends on really the governor's orders and pretty much what we do, you know, from the medical standpoint with the, you know, with the virus crisis as it's referred to. But I think we need to kind of think out of the box here a little bit and see what we can salvage and put together. I'm sure the kids are frustrated being home, not being able to, you know, see their friends. Got to do something. What that something is, I don't know, but I think we need to look a little bit out of the box and see what is available to us.
Yeah.
That's talking where we're looking at right now.
Sorry?
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, Wayne, if you've had to lay off or furlough any employees in the city of Marysville.
No, we have not. We have not, and we don't intend to. We've weathered the storm. We've been able to, and moving forward, we are not anticipating any layoffs or any furloughs. If you recall prior podcasts, you know, I had mentioned that we did have, you know, a savings, you know, account. However, the saving account is used for things that may come up not anticipated, and we've been blessed in that regard, and we've had, like I say, a very good run at this, and we don't have to talk about furloughs or laying off, you know, any of our employees.
Well, that's certainly good news. Sounds like you got a lot of things underway, despite the coronavirus epidemic, pandemic rather. So do what you can, and we'll make up the rest as we go along, right?
Well, hey, we want to. I'd like to see our businesses open, especially the little guy. This has got to be a struggle for them. I know the Economic Development Alliance and others have, you know, put together some advertisements about some loan programs, payroll programs, and things of this nature. I know a few of our businesses in town have applied, have been successful. And I hope to see when we get through this and what the guidance may be that we open back up and no vacant storefronts. we're up and running. When that will be, I don't know, but, you know, I'm really optimistic about this, and I hope our little guy will be doing as well as to be expected.
Absolutely. We sure hope so. Mr. Mayor, always appreciate your time. Be safe,
hey,
be well, and
to
we'll talk again. All right, Wayne.
Very good, sir. Have a great day.